Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse on this December 19th. We're gearing up for gift giving, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on Maui, the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailea Country Club. It's going to be a fabulous holiday season. We have two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course to give to you. You could win Bridgestone golf balls, or you might win the Tathara Golf online at home 60-day golf training program. All of these things could be yours today. We've got an hour and a half, and we're starting off with a marathon man. I interrupted him swimming laps. Gary Williams, co-host Golf Channel's Morning Drive. He'll be with us right after we thank the people who make this show possible, including the Sony Open in Hawaii. Get your tickets at First Hawaiian Bank branches everywhere and make them stocking stuffers. Check in with the Sony Open in Hawaii office. They may still need volunteers.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. FuturaStone. FuturaStone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. FuturaStone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. FuturaStone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions with one of the strongest fields ever, including number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth. Be at Kapalua, be on Maui for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on the beautiful Plantation Course. And now, let's bring in Gary Williams, co-host, Morning Drive Golf Channel, and welcome to the show, Gary.
Danielle, how are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I'm so embarrassed. I interrupted Gary while he was swimming laps. I'm on the phone going, did you get the call-in number? Of course he did. He had it all timed out. He was going to swim laps. He was ready. He was going to sit down, get comfortable. And here you are. Thanks so much for being with me on this beautiful day.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And it's actually a beautiful day here at 62 degrees, which is a great respite for us here in Central Florida. The pool was a little chilly, but nonetheless, no, it's always good being with you.
You know, I wanted to talk about, because, of course, I was watching Morning Drive on Golf Channel. It's on channels 216 or 30, depending which, you know, which package you have from Oceanic Cablevision. So one of the things that you always talk about, and I wanted to kind of tie it into the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, because we've got this incredible field, many of these guys playing, you know, Jason Day and Jordan Spieth, they are major tournament winners. They've won their major championships. But there are many coming in who haven't, and that was one of the topics. Who amongst these strong players will finally win their major? One of them is Dustin Johnson. He comes every year, and we watch him play spectacular golf. We watch him play spectacular golf in many of the major championships, and I was watching a couple of shots that you were showing. He hit the driver and the iron. He's on the green, and it was Chambers Bay. It was amazing, and he just didn't close it. You were talking about no scar tissue. Is that possible after all of the times that he has almost closed it?
You know, Daniel, it's a good question. Does he have some scar tissue? Yeah, he must. But I do think he is, he's blessed with, you know, just the memory just goes. And I point back to 2010 when that thing happened at Whistling Straits. He won 3 weeks later. If that happened to a lot of players, they may never recover. He won the BMW Championship 3 weeks after that happened, where he grounded his club. And I just think that he is, there's an inevitability to him winning a major. He's too good, and I just don't think that he dwells on things, which I think is a great trait to have in the game. And I think that there are a lot of players who do dwell, and that's human nature. I think that he's going to get one. I wouldn't be surprised if he won any of the four this coming year. And off of, you know, if you look at his year, he had a great major championship season. He had the best finish in the Masters he's ever had. You know, obviously what happened at the U.S. Open is it's dubious. It's gonna hang out there. He dominated the field at the Old Course for 36 holes. That actually surprised me more than anything, that he retreated the way that he did, and he finished in the top seven at the PGA Championship. I just think it's going to happen. But and let's remember this. Phil Mickelson didn't win a major until he was 33 years old. Dustin is 31. So I think sometimes we want to hold on to these young kids and who's next, who's the hot new property.
Yeah.
But Dustin Johnson, he will be in his prime for at least another 10 years because he's so fit.
And the question I have is, yes, he is absolutely so fit. His big muscles are obviously toned and ready to hit those drives, perform amazing off the tee and long distance. But is it that close range that it's not fun practicing with your putter? It just isn't a fun thing to do. It's fun to hit hard shots. It's fun to come off the tee and watch it fly. Have you talked with anybody about how he trains himself in the short game?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually did an outing with him this past Monday, and somebody who was there is Butch Harmon, who he works with. And Butch told me that they focus, and their primary focus for him is 50 to 125 yards. And, you know, that's different from putting. You've got to be able to make putts, and it's not just that he three-putted the 18th hole at Chambers Bay. He missed countless good birdie opportunities on the inward nine, and Jordan Spieth took advantage. He made the putt that he had to make on 16, which gave him a temporary three-shot lead. I think that certain players don't have to be great putters. Rory does not have to be a great putter. I don't think Adam Scott has to be a great putter, and I don't think Dustin Johnson has to be a great putter. Their length provides them such an advantage, particularly in majors where you're going to miss greens. They're going to hit more greens. They're going to have more chances. It's just a question of having a decent putting week.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be a great putter to win a major.
Yeah, and Rory McIlroy has said that if his driver is on, that confidence translates into his other clubs. It's like if he's on with that driver, he's on with his clubs.
Yeah, and I think that that's something, you know, I did this outing. It was Dustin Johnson, Gary Woodland, Brooks Koepka, and Billy Horschel. And one of the questions that I asked was, at their best, who's the best? And they all said Rory. And for this reason, when he drives it well, he puts so much pressure on the rest of the field because not only is he playing from the fairway, he's hitting a shorter club, which means the percentages of his proximity to the hole are much better. Can you imagine having to hit first, playing with Rory McIlroy, and you're 30 yards further from the hole, which means you're probably hitting two to two and a half to maybe three clubs more. You know that he is going to be applying pressure on you every single hole. And that's what I think is fascinating if, Danielle, and I hope we get this, Spieth and McIlroy late in the major, because the way I look at it, Jordan Spieth plays the hole backwards. He plays it. He gets better the closer he gets to the hole, whereas Rory McIlroy, his game, and it's all relative, it erodes the closer he gets to the hole. His greatest strength starts at the tee, and with Jordan, his greatest strength starts when he's closest to the hole, which I think is a very interesting and fun contrast, and I hope we get it.
You know, and Jordan's an interesting person because he does tend to be so hard on himself. At the same time, he seems to know how to recover. Is that his caddy that's working with him so hard during the entire round?
Yeah, I think Michael, and one thing that Jordan has told me about Michael is that he does not emote any negative energy. When Jordan hits a poor shot, He doesn't wallow with them. He gets them out of that just minute little pity party of hitting a poor shot instantaneously. That's the thing that you know, when you look at bounce back stats, that to me is an indication of somebody who gets over a bad result exceptionally well. Jordan Spieth is exponentially better than Rory McIlroy in that department. One of the reasons is that he's just simply a better putter, but I also think that he doesn't wallow. Michael doesn't allow him to wallow in that moment because he doesn't emote any negative energy. And Jordan is, and it's fun. It's a fun ride to be on, the fact that we get to watch, and he has these moments of, I can't believe I just did that. He moves on immediately, and part of that is Michael, but part of that is Jordan's competitive spirit. Every shot to him is a competition, which is an amazing quality to have, particularly in a game that is just so difficult. And, you know, with two holes, your chances of winning a golf tournament can end on Thursday afternoon, they can end on Saturday afternoon. He doesn't allow himself to have a stretch where he shoots himself out of a golf tournament because he mentally checks out for 30 minutes. 30 minutes ends golf tournaments for a lot of players.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see it happening, too. And it's almost like on their face, where did the time go and how did I get here? It happens in a lot of different sports. You know, what happened? I thought I had it. It's gone. We're talking with Gary Williams, co-host Morning Drive Golf Channel. And the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is January 7th. We're almost there. And it's very exciting because we have three of the top four players in the world at Kapalua on the plantation course: Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson talking about retiring after winning his 10th PGA Tour victory. Do you think he'll really do that?
I don't. I think that, and I'm not saying that I know that he will or that he won't. I think that there are certain things about him. He's a complex person. He's complicated. He knows that. We all know it. I find it hard to believe because I think there is, even though he too can have moments of being a little moody on the golf course, and again, it's his job, I think he likes it too much. I really do. I think he likes, you know, just being out there and the creativity and the artistry that he has. I would be very surprised. But I am thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for golf that all these great players are choosing to start their year there.
Yeah.
And we went so long in the absence of Tiger and Phil going over there, and there was, you know, the event is terrific. However, if you don't have the two or three best players in the world, there's a void that can't be filled. The fact that Jordan and Jason Day and Bubba Watson are all going to be there, it feels full again, and I think it's fabulous for Maui, and I think it's great for golf that we could just start the year and we'll get prime time hours and we get to, because the fact is, Danielle, they don't play in the same fields more than a handful of times during the year. Other than World Golf Championships and majors, we don't get to see them in the same fields a lot. So these are rare opportunities, and we should cherish them.
Yes, and we do. This is the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Kapalua's plantation course. One person that isn't in the field, and I had to go through it over again. I went, wait a second, Matt Kuchar's been here forever. Where's Matt? And he's kind of had a lost year, hasn't he?
He has, and you know, we were talking about this the other day, and you start making a list of really good players, top 25 players in the official World Golf Rankings, who may have won somewhere in the world but did not win on the PGA Tour. You know, Matt Kuchar is right up there. Henrik Stenson didn't win an event on the PGA Tour. He's in the top seven in the world. He didn't win a golf tournament. Keegan Bradley hasn't won since 2012. Webb Simpson. I mean, we can go on and on. Hunter Mahan, Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Winning is a very elusive thing. And I think that the depth that we're seeing now, and also these young guys who don't seem to be affected by you know, rising onto the top tour in the world, you can make a case for a lot of really good players as to why it was a lost year. And Matt is you know, Matt's certainly among them, but there are, you start looking down the list, there's about 8 to 12 guys. You go, really?
Yeah.
He didn't win a golf tournament on the PGA Tour? You know, Louis Oosthuizen, Charles Schwartzel. It's a very decorated list, and many of them are major champions.
We're talking with Gary Williams, co-host Morning Drive Golf Channel. I'd like to take a quick break and come back and talk to you, Gary, about sitting down with Lee Trevino, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Arnold Palmer. You are a very lucky guy.
Very lucky.
Yeah, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Speaking of Poipu Bay, gift cards, a great idea. If you can't think of what to get for your golfer, get a gift card. And at Poipu Bay, there's 70% off. The rack is back. Men and women selected tops and bottoms, 70% off. And if you'd like to play around, 8:50, 10 o'clock, and an 11:20 open for you right now. We're talking with Gary Williams, co-host Morning Drive Golf Channel. It's on 216 or 30, depending on your Oceanic cable package. You know, Gary Williams, he gets to go talk with all of these great players. So he gets the inside on what's going on in their world. Like, you know, Rory McIlroy is re-engaged. I think that's wonderful. But he sat down recently with the four great guys, Lee Trevino, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Arnold Palmer, to have a chat. What is it like sitting down with you? I mean, a lot of, they've got a sense of humor. All of them are funny.
They're funny. They needle each other. And not a lot has changed, I would imagine, in the 50 years plus, actually closer to 60, that they have been, you know, competing against one another. I use this word when I came back after sitting down with the four of them. There's a level of tenderness. I think a lot of it is rooted in Mr. Palmer and the fact that he's 86 years old now. And there is a, I want to say this in the best way possible. There's a fragility to him. He's 86 years old.
Yes.
And you know, Lee Trevino calls him Papa. And I was lucky enough to not only sit down with the four of them, but also it just so happened Mr. Nicklaus was giving Mr. Palmer a ride back on his plane, and he said to me, do you need a ride? I didn't need a ride, but I wasn't going to, you know, I wasn't going to forfeit the chance to sit. And I sat there on Jack's plane and looked at the two of them talk for about 90 minutes. And we dropped Jack and Barbara off in Atlanta and then continued on to Orlando. And when we landed, Jack brought Mr. Palmer in close for a hug, and he said something in his ear. And it was, you know, it was real. It was intimate. It was, it's the kind of moments that, my gosh, I mean, I'm just blessed to have them. But they are four so different people, but yet they are bound together by a game that they love, and yet they never allowed how hard they competed against each other to rise to the level where civility got lost. And I find the four of them so interesting, and the fact that Lee Trevino went through Jack Nicklaus in four of his six majors, Jack's been his second. You know, everything you can feel, well, it's just a number. No, it isn't. If that guy was behind you and you went through him to win, there's bonus points for me. Mm-hmm. So I just look at all these moments they had together, and whether it be business, whether it be branding, whether it be course design, and at the end of the day, whether it's playing against each other and battling against each other for the biggest championships in the world, they won 40 majors between them. And yet they sat there, and it was four guys who may not have always loved each other, but there is a genuine sense of love between the four of those men.
That's beautiful. I'm glad you said fragility, because that's something that I couldn't help but, I mean, everybody couldn't help but notice. And with Arnold Palmer, you know, it's like we've really got to cherish the time that we have left with him. And the fact that he allows so much of himself to be shared with us. We're really, really lucky. Very, very lucky.
Very, very, very lucky. And, you know, the one thing I will say about him is that, gosh, when the light is on, you may look at him and go, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe we should, you know, let's be careful, let's keep this simple.
Right.
But he is a bona fide box office rock star, and when the light comes on, whether it's a small thought or whether it's a little bit more profound, he always delivers the line. He always delivers.
Yeah. It's marvelous. He's really something. When he got married at Turtle Bay, you know, and he came out to get coffee for he and his bride. And of course, he ran into people, you know, and he'd stop and talk, and he didn't want to be rude. And then he finally said, you know, my bride is waiting for her cup of coffee. Oh, yes, of course, you should go. Wonderful man. It's the 19th. You've got a few more days to use your anchored putter, and then it's over. 2016, you know, you can use a long putter, but you can't anchor it on your body. And I'm looking at the list here. Lee Westwood. Here's a guy who was so strong and going through his challenges and needs to change. Bernard Langer. Hasn't given up his anchored putter, you know, and he won again, a player of the year, the Charles Schwab Cup. Adam Scott, Keegan Bradley, Tim Clark. Tim Clark, I really feel for him, because what is he going to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know what Tim's going to do, and Tim's got, for your listeners, he's got, you know, an affliction with his wrist. He can't pronate his wrist, so that the reason why he does what he does, it's not something that is neurological, it's just something that is just simply physical. I wonder about him. You know, Adam, there were some encouraging signs at the end of the year when he went to a conventional length putter, and he had a bigger grip on it, and he was kind of using that pencil grip, and he played well. He made a bunch of putts in the President's Cup. You know, Bernhard Langer, we had him in studio not long after he won the Schwab Cup, and he said, listen, I'm working on, you know, four or five different incarnations of what I can do. Keegan Bradley he's been non-anchoring for the better part of the year. Fred Couples, Fred didn't get him play a lot of golf, and he's been reliant on anchoring the putter for, 7 or 8 years. you know, all these guys, Lee Westbrook, interestingly enough, a couple of weeks ago in Thailand, actually was using the Putra method where he was bracing, you know, the putter up against his left forearm. I think that that is maybe a practical measure, but, you know, all of them have to figure out some way. And the thing that I think is going to be the biggest challenge, it's one thing to find something that feels okay. These guys expect to win golf tournaments. They expect to win major championships on the regular tour or on the Champions Tour. I think it manifests itself late down the stretch when you have doubt.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have the contrary of that. You have to have conviction. I wonder, and I don't have the answer as to who's going to figure it out the best. My guess is Bernhard Langer somehow, some way, is going to figure out how to do this because he figured it out for 30 years.
Yeah, he's amazing. I saw him at the Masters 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and he's just, you know, he can compete. He's amazing. He's so fit. His mind is so set, and he's working on his game on a Wednesday afternoon on the course, just going through the whole course and working just as hard as anybody who expects to win, you know, and he expects to win. That's it.
He does. It's funny, last week at the father-son, you know, Carl Robinson, you know, one of my partners on Morning Drive said, you know, why wouldn't he take this week to maybe try a non-anchored stroke? My simple answer was, he wants to win. This was not a week to tinker. So what if he's playing with his son Jason, who's 15 years old? He will tinker when something that is other than a win is on the line. That was not going to be the week.
No. Hasn't Bernhard Langer won three times with his children?
Yes. Yeah, and Christina's daughter, who actually worked at Golf Channel for a spell, you know, she said, I'm getting a bad rap this week. Everyone thinks that I'm rooting against my brother, because if he wins again, he'll be able to come back and go for the three-peat. She said, I'm really, really rooting for him. I'm not rooting against him while I'm caddying for my dad. And I've actually played with Bernhard's oldest son, and those kids are such quality people. I mean, they have kind of an old world, approach to life. They look you in the eye. They give you a firm handshake. They are not immersed in mobile smartphones and devices with their head down. They are, they're a product of a very, very special man.
Excellent. And this has been a special year for Golf Channel, for NBC, and securing the Open must be the story of the year for your channel, would you say?
Yeah, I agree. We felt like, you know, that the U.S. Open loss to Fox, which was merely a business decision, and I think that, you know, their production value is outstanding, and I think in time with continuity, and it's not easy, they're going to be fine. They're going to be more than fine. But for us, being in golf, we need a major championship. And I'm not just talking about Golf Channel. I'm talking about NBC. And to get the Open Championship is a big, big deal for us. And it was the best news we got all year. It was great to lock up the Ryder Cup for basically 20 years. But that's a biannual event. There are the four biggest golf tournaments in the world are the four major championships, and all due respect to the women's majors, of which many of them are on our air, whether it be, you know, all four rounds or Thursday and Friday, to get the Open Championship. And for Tommy Roy, who is our, you know, executive producer of golf, Tommy is everybody, whether it be Lance Barrow, whether it be Mark Loomis from Fox, they all love golf. And I'm not saying one loves it more than another, but I'm so happy for Tommy that his career, whenever it does end, and he's got a lot of tread on his tires, it's going to be knowing he's going to be producing a major championship every year. And I'm thrilled for our company. And the fact that also Golf Channel is going to have it Thursday and Friday. That's a big, big deal for us. And as a matter of fact, we are going to do something that I suggested to our company a couple of years ago. Even before we had it, I said, we need to do Midnight Drive. And at midnight on the East Coast, it'll be 7 o'clock prime time where you live.
Yes.
It'll be 9 o'clock on the West Coast. We are going to, on Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we're going to go from midnight until 2 a.m., which will be 7 a.m. at Troon for the first ball hit in the air. So it'll be Morning Drive turns into Midnight Drive to launch our foray into covering a major championship for the first time.
Awesome idea. That is excellent. Thank you so much for putting it in prime time for Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, it's dinner time for you. It's a midnight snack for us.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to it.
So you're going to do Midnight Drive and then be up in time for Morning Drive?
No. Because once the golf starts at 7 a.m.,
yes,
they've got it the whole way through.
I always miss you. Even though I love the golf, I still miss you guys on Morning Drive. Now, when are you going to come to Hawaii? I mean, I'm thrilled. Mark Rolfing, recovering from the cancer treatment, he's going to be at Kapalua. So how come Gary Williams hasn't come yet?
You know, somehow, some way, I've got to get there, and I've got to bring my family. It's interesting. My mother flew in yesterday, and she's here for Christmas. My mom and dad met in Hawaii. My dad was stationed there in the Coast Guard, and they both lived right there at Waikiki Beach. And my mom was saying this morning, because I was saying, you know, I was doing this interview, there were three hotels at Waikiki, and this was 1959.
Wow.
And I somehow, some way, I've got to go where my parents met. And it's funny, my dad was in the Coast Guard. He was from Florida in South Georgia. My mom was the Irish Catholic girl from Queens, New York. And my dad's first foray into trying to court my mother was, do you want to play around the golf? And she said, I don't play golf. I know nothing about golf. And they actually went out, he played, she walked. I've got to go back to where my parents met, and I've got to bring my family. My wife has been to Hawaii. My daughters are begging to go. Somehow, some way, we're going to get there.
Well, it's perfect because you can see, you know, Waikiki's changed so much. She'll be in shock, but you can see where they met, and then go to Maui where it's a little less built up, and it'll be perfect for her. She'll have the Hawaii experience, kind of the way it was back in 1959. Not quite,
but not quite. Well, she went back. She took my oldest sister. They went back. Oh gosh, it's probably been 15 years, and they were stupefied at how everything had changed so much. I mean, but, you know, that was a different time. But the answer to the question is, it's going to happen. I just don't know when.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to you being here. Gary Williams, co-host, Morning Drive, Golf Channel, marathon runner, lap swimmer, super guy. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and all your listeners. I'm looking forward to chatting with you a lot in 2016.
Awesome. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
And we'll be back with the first tee of Hawaii, the ambassador cards out. Great. This is a wonderful, for a $100 donation, you can give somebody a card that will give them some really great opportunities to play golf courses for $30 a round. We'll be back after this with the first tee of Hawaii Executive Director, Kaylin Anderson. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters on the PGA Tour challenge Wildlife for the Sony Open, January 11th through the 17th. Kick off the 2016 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and more. Big names, big action, big benefits for charity. Tickets at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam Electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Kellen Anderson is the executive director of the First Tee Hawaii. And boy, Kellen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
You have really outdone yourself. I'm looking at the ambassador card, some of the new benefits for 2016. Mokulele Airlines, 10% off flights and free checked golf bag. Restaurant discounts at participating golf courses. Rental car discounts as well. Plus, you get $30. You know, it's just to play all these beautiful courses. It's Hawakalei, and then the neighbor islands have joined in. Kahili Golf Course and Poipu Bay Golf Course and Makalei Golf Club. It's just amazing the opportunities people have for a $100 donation to the First Tee Hawaii. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a really good program. We started it June of 2014. But just wrapping up a year and a half now of this ambassador card, and it's been great to have the support of these golf courses, and now branching out to the neighbor islands, and also getting, you know, Mokulele, Hertz rental car, some of these restaurants to jump on board. So it's a really good benefit for everyone involved. I mean, for us, the First Tee, but also for these golf courses as well.
Yeah, I know a lot of ladies who really like their 2016 ambassador card because it not only gives you opportunities on Oahu, but also Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. How do you get an ambassador card?
So the easiest way would be to go to our website. There's a link on there in the registration form. You can donate with your credit card. You can also contact us, the First Tee, contact me directly, and we can process it for you if you don't want to go on the computer.
And the number is 808-202-6456?
Correct. Yep, that's my number. You can reach me directly. My email is on there as well on the website.
So excellent.
Either way.
Excellent. Now, this is a $100 donation to the First Tee Hawaii, and in return, you get a 2016 ambassador card with the discounts at Bayview, Hawaii Country Club, Hawakalei, Makaha Valley, Pearl Country Club, Turtle Bay, Fazio Course, Coral Creek, Hawaii Kai, Kapolei, Mililani, Royal Hawaiian, Waikele, Ewa Beach, Hawaii Prince, Ko'olau, Olomana, Royal Kunia, Makalei on the Big Island, Poipu Bay on Kauai, Kahili and Maui Nui on Maui. Is it transferable? Can I buy one of these, or I shouldn't say that. Can I donate $100 and get the card and then give it as a gift?
Absolutely. Right now, it's a great Christmas gift. A lot of golfers out there, a lot of last-minute shoppers. So definitely, if you go on our website and you donate, there is a function on there where you can give it as a gift. You just write the name in, and we'll get it to them before Christmas.
Awesome. This is for Hawaii residents and all active duty military personnel. I like how you say a limit 2 cards per year. Have you had people try to buy more?
The first 2 years, we've done just one card per year, and we've got a lot of requests that they've gone around and played all the golf courses and wanted to do another one. So this year, there will be a maximum of 2 cards you can get.
Awesome. Now, what do we do? What are you doing with the $100 donation that the First Tee Hawaii gets?
So it's all the money coming in. The First Tee is a nonprofit organization. So we have 14 program sites on all different islands. We had 700 registered participants and over 1,500 outreach participants in 2015. We provide youth programming for them. Not only golf, but we also do the life skills side of it, which is our main focus.
Their main focus is teaching kids confidence, courtesy, honesty, integrity, judgment, perseverance. It's so important in today's world of instant gratification that children don't give up immediately. Because, and it just happens so easy today to persevere. It's such an incredibly important character in a person, so that they don't give up and they continue to pursue their goals. They also teach respect, responsibility, and sportsmanship. So how do you do that with the kids?
We incorporate on a weekly basis some of these things, like you spoke about, honesty. We will incorporate that into the golf activities that they're playing that day or going through. They would do a putting tic-tac-toe game, putting with respect. So they'll be with their team, and they have to show respect. There's a whole bunch of other different activities that we do. We have lesson plans that go over each of these core values, again, on a weekly basis. We go in 10-week sessions, so we're able to cover one of the 9 core values each week. We also throw in there the life skills side of it, how to meet and greet someone, how to shake their hand firmly, how to look them in the eye. We also touch on the 9 healthy habits, how to eat properly, how to exercise, and things like that that some of these younger kids aren't getting, educated on. So we incorporate that in a fun atmosphere in all of our activities at all of our locations.
That's wonderful. And the locations, this is year-round, and the next program schedule for 2016 starts January 10th or 9th. Or the 13th, depending on which golf course that you're going to be participating at. And that's Bayview on the Windward side in Kaneohe, Hawaii Country Club, that's up Kunia side, Hawaii Kai Golf Course on the east side, Hickam Air Force Base here in Honolulu, and Hawakale on the Ewa Plain. Plus, we've got Turtle Bay listed here. Is that going to start a little bit later in the year?
Turtle Bay will start in our second session, just due to the surf and all the activities going on the North Shore. So we will start in the second session. I believe that is in March.
You also have Makaha Valley and Oahu Country Club listed. Does that mean that in the not-too-distant future there will be sessions and these programs available to kids here at Makaha Valley and Oahu Country Club?
Correct. We are going to launch those program sites in 2016, most likely we'll do smaller sessions, and probably in our second session in March, April, we will launch our 10-week program. So we are going to branch out a little bit more this year on Oahu, a few new sites, and also on Maui, we're going to start a new site at the dunes at Maui Lani.
I love that course. Robin yeah. Nelson designed it. Wonderful person. Maui Nui is the old LR, and that's Maui Nui. That's on January 10th, too, Sundays. So it's every, if it's on a Saturday, then it's always on a Saturday, right? If it's on Sunday, it's always on the Sunday?
Correct. Yep. It'll go 10 weeks. On our website, there is all the program schedules. And this year, 2016, you can register online now. We just opened registration, so you can go ahead and pre-register. There's a list of all the program sites and times. So you can go on there and pre-register before class starts in early January.
The website is thefirsttheehawaii.org. the first, and it's spelled out FIRSTTEE, Hawaii.org. The first T, Hawaii.org. How old do kids have to be to start?
Our programs start 7 years old. We are going to do a 5 and 6 year old program up at Hawaii Country Club. We're calling it the Little Linksters class. That'll be on Saturdays from 10 to 11. So it's a new program, 5 and 6 year olds only up at Hawaii Country Club. Also a new class, we're doing a teen-only class. So a teen-only class, that is on Saturdays as well up at Hawaii Country Club from 3 to 4. So, you know, any new participant, older participant, they can all be together in that teen-only class.
How old is teen-only?
I believe 13 it starts. 13 to 17.
Well, I've got people calling 12-year-olds teenagers. I'm starting to get really worried. You have something special. I was talking to the Els Foundation, Ernie Els, and they were talking about how there's now, you guys are working together. You have an agreement to work together, and that's wonderful. Tell us more about the First Tee Hawaii Autism Golf Clinic.
Sure. I had the privilege of working at Waukele Country Club, Ernie Els' design course, so I got to meet Ernie Els a few times. And we brought out there the Els for Autism Golf Tournament, and in association with that golf tournament, we did a clinic. We just did a clinic at Hawakele. All the autistic youth of Hawaii came out there and did it. A few years ago, when I took over the First Tee of Hawaii, we kind of got together and we made it a dual event. So the First Tee of Hawaii coaches hosted it. The autistic youth came out. We did it again this year. We had about 15 participants come out. And now what we're doing is we're going to run a quarterly clinic just for the Hawaii Autism Foundation. So we're going to help out Ernie Els and help out his organization, but we're also going to help the Autistic Foundation of Hawaii and do quarterly clinics for them, and it's free of charge.
That's wonderful, and I've heard that golf is one of the sports that's really good for children on the autism spectrum.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really great to see them out there running around, playing some of our games and activities, And you'll see a lot of emotion come out of them, and they're really, really happy to be on the golf course.
What kind of games do you play?
We do all types of things. We do golf baseball, where we'll use the snag equipment. We'll set up a baseball-type field. The kids will hit. They'll run. They'll get some exercise, and they'll run the bases. And some teamwork's involved, sportsmanship. That's one thing. We do tic-tac-toe games. We do relay games. There's golf football, there's golf bowling, so a lot of fun things that you do at the golf club, but we incorporate other types of sporting activities.
Wow. So a lot of people would think that, you know, the First Tee Hawaii is like they learn how to putt and they learn how to, you know, hit the driver, but that's not you're playing. We're playing. The children are having, as you said, exercise and it's fun interaction.
Correct. And don't get me wrong, when we do fun games, we also do putting, chipping, we do go on the golf course. We're trying to build up our better, our more experienced tournament players. So every first Saturday of the month, we have a free nine-hole tournament for all of our participants. So we're trying to get the kids out on the golf course as well. But again, still having fun throughout the 10-week session.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say, you know, to, make less of the golf skills. It's just that kids, when they're out in the outdoors, sometimes something really regimented, they just kind of like, they want to run. And so you provide all of that, and then you bring them in together. How do you get them to focus again?
That's tough. That's just with some experience. But I think changing it up a little bit, having different activities that they do, not keeping them in one spot for 1 hour just hitting balls. So
yeah.
We'll rotate. We'll do a bunch of different activities. And the games, like you said, really draws their attention in.
Kellen Anderson is the executive director of the First Tee Hawaii. He took over with Ken Zitz. Ken Zitz started everything, and Kellen came in and is taking over with a great group of people. I'd like to give you a chance to acknowledge the people. It's not just you. You'd go crazy. How do you recruit all of the people who help you make these programs work?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Ken Zitz, he founded the organization. we're going to make our 10-year anniversary 2016. So Ken's done a hard job. Ken is now the president. We have a good board that helps us out fundraising. And then our coaches, you know, I have one other gentleman, Steve Small. He helps me out with program development and marketing. But then we have coaches and volunteers. Volunteers are really, really big. A lot of the golfing community wants to come out and give back. So we're trying to build our volunteer base. And with those volunteers, we're able to get to 14 different sites and provide these lessons to all these kids and keeping the cost, you know, really low.
Yeah, so let's say somebody's listening now and they think, well, I'd like to do that. Do they go to the firsttee.hawaii.org site?
Correct. On there, you'll see a 2016 program schedule. You can register on there. All the prices are on there. The programs are fairly cheap for a 10-week program, $75, so less than $750 a class. Any additional children in the family, we give a $25 discount for the registration. Our military program is a little bit cheaper, $50 for all our military participants.
And if you want to volunteer, I see right there, register, get involved, volunteer, coach, and is it mentor? I have my computer. Yes, volunteer is coach and mentor. And if you can't do any of those things, but you really like what the First Tee Hawaii is doing, there's also a place where you can donate.
Yep, the website is pretty pretty functional. You can get all the information on there. Again, if you want to come out and volunteer, you know, just one or two weekends and give it a shot, and we can point you in the right direction. Hopefully stay with us for a long period of time.
Any organization that teaches confidence, courtesy, honesty, integrity, judgment, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and sportsmanship has my vote. Kellen, is there anything that I left out that you wanted to say?
One last thing. Today we are having our Christmas bash. What it is a fun activity for a couple of hours up at Hawaii Country Club from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Participants are welcome to come out, and also non-participants, if you want to learn more about our programs, we'll have all the information up there. Our big golf hippo will be there. Our snag equipment will be out. We have free golf lessons for adults and kids, free hot dogs and juice and fruit. And then at 1 o'clock, we're all going to go on the golf course and have a little fun nine-hole tournament.
Oh, cool. That's 11:30 to 1 o'clock today at Hawaii Country Club. 11:30 to 1 o'clock. And the snag hippo's there?
Correct. It'll be up.
I'm telling you, I want to drive right now. I love seeing that thing out there. It's so much fun. Talk about a target.
Yep.
Right up my line. Thank you very much, Kellen Anderson, Executive Director, First Tee Hawaii. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Keep me up to date so I can keep everybody up to date.
Will do. Thank you, Danielle. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you, too. We're going to come back and take a tour of Scotland. Yes, yes. Okay, so, you know, it's virtual. But, hey, at least we're going to get the feel, because Kevin Markham, he's the author of Hooked. He also wrote another book about the experience of writing the book Hooked. A great guy. And in fact, one of our Hawaii residents was involved with Kevin on a tour in Ireland in an RV with three other guys for like 3 weeks. I always thought that was crazy. Four guys in an RV for 3 weeks. Oh my. We'll be back with Kevin Markham right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Where the rubber hits the road.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Okay, you heard about the gift cards at Poipu Bay Golf Course. The rack is back, 70% off men's and women's selected tops and bottoms at Poipu Bay Golf Course, 8:50, 10 o'clock, 11:20. And would you like to win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay? Wouldn't that be a cool gift to give to somebody? Yeah, it's transferable. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. That's the number to call, and you'll win, if you're the ninth caller, two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. It's beautiful. 808-296-5467. Kevin Markham has been traveling along the beautiful coast of Scotland. He writes for golf magazines and websites. He's the author of Hooked, the most comprehensive guide to all 340 18-hole courses in Ireland, and Driving the Green, a story about a camper van and the tales that happened along the way. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hi, Danielle. Good to be on.
Absolutely fabulous to have you. 19 days, 920 miles, 26 golf courses, Scotland's North Course 500, North Coast 500. What is the North Coast 500?
Yeah, it's a new route that the Scottish Tourist Board have introduced. There are a number of routes up there, and there's a very famous song by a band called the Proclaimers, which is called 500 Miles, a massive hit sort of 20 years ago. And I think the Scottish Tourist Board decided this would be a great idea to get the 500 into some kind of coastline drive. I mean, obviously the scenery in Scotland is incredible. And this is the very, very north of the country. So it's right up around the tip of the Scottish Highlands. Goes up to the most northern point in Britain, which is a place called Dunnet Head. So they just created this drive, which is 500 miles. You start in Inverness, and you just drive along the coastline. And it's an amazing place. And I just got the bug because I happened to look at it and saw that there were rather a lot of golf courses on it.
You know, I was reading your blog, and you wrote, "I trust I won't hurt anyone's feelings in Ireland when I say the North Coast 500 makes the wild Atlantic Way look like a pleasant seaside drive."
Yeah.
The Scottish Highlands landscape is epic in scale, goes for mile after mile. How long did you travel?
Well, I mean, I took 19 days from when I left home and got back, and I drove the whole way, so I got a ferry across from Ireland to Scotland and then drove up to Inverness. So, I mean, that was kind of a day in itself. And then I think I said 26 golf courses. There were actually 27. Ah. So I basically discovered another one while I was there, as you do when you're driving around. And it's just, 27 golf courses and this amazing drive. And I'm, I the Wild Atlantic Way is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but it's just, this is a much shorter drive, and then you have probably 250 miles of that where your breath is just taken away every single minute, every time you go around a corner. It's
now,
phenomenal.
Most of your time was spent in B&Bs with excellent broadband connection. Tell us, how do we find your blog? Because this is really well done.
Oh, well, it's the Irish Golf Blog. com. The trip was back in up at the end of October, beginning of November. So that's when all my weekly blogs were going up, or daily blogs were going up.
Yeah, people were waiting with bated breath for your daily report. And now you came out with a top 10, and I was interested to see the best golf course, a toss up between. We always hear about Royal Dornoch. Right, but I don't think I've really heard too much about Brora.
Brora, yes. I mean, you know, even looking back now, and when I talk about it, I think, well, was it a better course? And I think that the thing is, with Royal Dornoch, you know you're going somewhere really special. And believe me, it is special. I mean, I was just completely speechless for some of the holes. They're just so amazing. But Brora is such a different rhythm. It's so much smaller in terms of scale, and it's old. I mean, it was designed by James Braid, who's a very famous Scottish architect, and it's been pretty much untouched for close to 100 years.
Wow.
So you get, yeah, and it's just something about that just really grabs you in the gut and just makes you realize that it's truly special.
Yeah, you feel the history. It's something that you. Now, you mentioned a friend, I say that loosely, an acquaintance, Tom Coyne. He's been on the show, an author.
Yes, of course.
Did you run into him?
Well, not on this trip. I ran into him back in July. I actually went over, because he was traveling around Scotland for a book that he was writing. And he said, does anybody want to come and play a round of golf with me? And I said, yep, I'm in. So I went over to Aberdeen and played with him at Cruden Bay. And it was lovely to meet him. I mean, you know, we've emailed each other several times over the years, because when he was doing his trip around Ireland, I was actually doing my trip around Ireland, but we didn't bump into each other. So
it's such a small country. How is that not possible?
Yeah, well, a lot of people thought I was him, which I thought was a bit odd, since Tom was walking the coastline and I was kind of playing in the middle of the country and driving in the camper van. So how I could be mistaken for Tom, I don't know.
The Irish Golf Blog, excuse me, the Irish, tell me that again. I think I've written it down wrong.
It's the irishgolfblog.com.
Okay, I got it right. Yes, the Irish Golf Blog. And Kevin Markham is the author of Hooked. You've got to get the book if you're going to go to Ireland. That's all there is to it. He's a great photographer. So in the blog, he includes photographs that you're really good. Very, very good.
Thank you.
The best hidden gem. What did you find?
Durness. Well, I think, first of all, thank you, obviously, for your very kind comments about my photography. I was also blessed by the weather. You know, everyone was saying, you're going to be right. You're going to need a survival guide going over there at the end of October. So, I mean, I actually got sunburned on one of the days up there. So it was phenomenally good weather. And that always shows off golf clubs in a much better light. But really, it didn't matter. There were some beautiful golf courses there. And I think the hidden gem is a little nine-hole course called Durness, which is as far in the northwest corner as it's possible to get. I mean, this is an isolated little village. The nearest habitation anywhere near it is probably 50, 60 miles away.
Wow.
So, it's truly amazing. And I think that one of the things that didn't happen while I was there, but the golf course sits across a bay from this amazing set of dunes. And everyone, you know, I mean, even Kaiser, I think Mike Kaiser's been up there to look at these dunes with the thought of building a golf course. But much of it belongs to the Military of Defense, Ministry of Defense, sorry, the MOD. And they run naval maneuvers out in the bay, and they shell an island right next to the golf course. So you could be playing a round of golf, and you could have bombs flying in, hitting the island while you're doing it.
Well, you know, they do so that to one of our islands here quite liberally, and it took years. I don't even think it's cleaned up yet. There's so much unexploded ordnance on Kaho'olawe. But they've stopped doing that, so there's still the MOD's still doing that to that little island off the golf course.
Yeah, and I always ask, what did that island ever do to them?
Yeah,
so.
That's right. That's the question. All right. It's interesting that Kaiser was up there looking at the possibility of putting in a golf course. Now, where are those windmills that Donald Trump was so upset about?
Dear Donald, you can't beat him, really, can you?
Yeah.
That's down near Aberdeen and his Aberdeen course. A fascinating little history. The thing I love about Donald is he just never sees the irony of things that he says and things that he does. I mean, there he is talking about how there were planning permissions for 11 turbines, and he started his challenge something like 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. And they were going to be within sight of his golf course. Now, his golf course is an environmental travesty, what he did down there. And now he's complaining that having ruined this amazing landscape of dunes, he's complaining that the view is going to be ruined by these 11 turbines.
Well, I find it fascinating that Mr. Trump has no concern for anything other than his very wealthy clientele. And he's building these things. On the other hand, we have to concern ourselves about you talk about the weather being great. El Nino is making things all very strange in the world. And who knows, I don't go with climate change. Climate change is real. And wind turbines are a good thing if you can generate electricity without burning fossil fuels. It's just seems to make sense to me. So he's all about not taking care of the land and then calling us, what did he call the Scottish government? Parochial or something. It's like, well, of course they are. They're trying to take care of their people.
Yeah. I mean, he does. He comes out with, he's a very insulting man, talking about people being irrelevant. And I mean, once you're no use to him, you're irrelevant. I mean, that's always been the way. But he talks about wind turbine technology, wind energy as being, and his quote is, a dangerous experiment. Now, I'm not quite sure who it's dangerous to. I know that there were issues with birds and things like that, but most of that has been discounted. Now, I'm not an environmental expert in any shape or form. Yeah. But, of course, Donald's an expert in absolutely everything, so he's obviously going to know what he's talking about.
Now, it's some of the non-golfing highlights. The North Coast 500 is a fantastic drive, and the North Course Coast 500, the scenery mind-blowing along the West Coast, above the locks. What are the road slides above the locks?
Well, I mean, it's just the way the road. I mean, the roads just like slide along top of the locks and across the edges of the mountain.
Wow.
You could almost divide the North Coast 500 into little sections because the golf is on a 65, the really good golf courses, so Royal Dornoch, Brora, Tane, Golfby, Fort Rose and Rose Markey. They're sort of like a 65-mile stretch on the East Coast where the really, really good golf courses are. And after that, you have a couple of other nice courses, Wick and Ray, places like that. But once you get up to the North Coast, the top sort of like northeast corner, and you're heading directly west to Durness, and then from Durness down the west coast, the golf is very small. There's very little golf there, and you're going for the scenery.
Uh-huh.
So it's never going to be a golfing or a golfer's route, but you could do that 65-mile stretch and be a very, very happy person.
Yeah.
Absolutely delighted with what's there. But if you actually want to experience the culture, there's a huge amount of culture up there, and then the scenery, that you want to be heading on the north and the west coast.
Now, I'm all about history and what was there, the scenery being mind-blowing, of course, but what is this Shandwick stone?
The Shandwick stone. Well, the area was populated by a people called the Picts for, thousands of years ago, right up until, about 1,000 years ago, I guess, maybe a little bit further back.
When the Romans came, probably.
Yeah, well, the Romans, the Vikings, they've all sort of lent their cultures to this area. And I mean, one of the things that I saw while I was there in something called the Tarbert Discovery Center, which is one of the most informative tourist centers I've ever been in, was they had a chart and they showed you the Picts, the Vikings, the Germanic peoples who all came over and how English evolved from their different languages. And, I mean, Gaelic obviously was the language of the time, and it's how it's evolved to become English. So, I mean, that in itself, for me, was hugely educational. But the Picts, one of the things they did was they planted these stones. They're 9 feet tall, and they just plant them in the ground, and there are these amazing carvings on the stone. And they were scattered around the coastline. And I think, from what I could gather, that the purpose of them is that so other tribes can see them from miles away, and they know what, you know, who's there and what's there, that it is populated. But wow. These stones have been there for a very, very long time, and one of them is now actually protected. It's got a huge, big glass case around it, so that the elements don't degrade it any further than it is. And I think that's the Shanwick stone.
Wow, this is amazing. And then the dolphins that didn't show up for you, even though they're supposed to be there like clockwork every afternoon?
Yeah, I'm told an hour to an hour and a half after low tide, they come in to feed. And there was a huge group, there were about 30 of us all there waiting for these dolphins, and they didn't bloody turn up.
It's always fun talking with you. We have to spend more time together. It's the irishgolfclub.com, and you've got to get his book. It's called Hooked, and if you're going to go to Ireland, you need to have it. This is Kevin Markham. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Great to be on. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and I'm going to focus again about youth on course. We kind of talked a little bit with the first Tee Hawaii about getting kids into the game and having it be fun. And what about kids that are in the game, but they need to be able to afford to go play? How about $5 a round? Wow. Yes, it's called Youth on Course. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The big hitters on the PGA Tour challenge wildlife for the Sony Open January 11th through the 17th. Kick off the 2016 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and more. Big names, big action, big benefits for charity. Tickets at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Our winner of the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, Robert from Mililani. Congratulations. Awesome. It is such a beautiful course. And now, Tathara Golf. We are giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value. If you are the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the Tathara Golf 60-day in-home golf training program. Opens the door to an entirely new way to learn the game of golf. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Be patient. We only have one line. It is ringing. Don't give up. We've got to get the ninth caller. And now we've got to get Adam Hike, the executive director of Youth on Course, on the air, because this is an amazing program that you've put together, the executive director of Youth on Course. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. Now, when did you start this?
We started it as a pilot program in the Bay Area in 2006 with just under 100 kids and maybe half a dozen golf courses. And it grew like wildfire. It's something that's really homegrown from the Northern California Golf Association. And now, as you know, we're trying to expand that as many places as we can.
How many states are you in now?
We'll go into 2016. We think in about 8 or 9 different regions throughout the country, and we'll hopefully add 2 or 3 more major markets throughout the course of next year. So, you know, maybe a dozen by the end of 2016.
Wow. And now $5 a round of golf for kids. How do the golf courses, you know, make money on that?
So it's interesting. We surveyed kind of the golf landscape in Northern California and found that golf was just prohibitively expensive for kids. $15 to $20 was the average junior rate, and we just felt like it was a barrier to entry for most kids. And we wanted kids to be able to practice, play with their friends, you know, play with mom and dad, you know, play with people they didn't even know. And they can't do that when it's $15 or $20 for a round. And so what we did in starting Youth on Course was ask the golf courses where they had unused inventory. And typically that would be late in the day, weekdays, you know, Monday through Friday. In the summertime, maybe after 5 o'clock, maybe after 4 o'clock, depending on where they were. And we would then subsidize the difference between whatever their junior rate is and a $5 rate for kids. So if the course's junior rate was $15, we would give them 10 and the kid would give them 5, and they're still making their 15. We're not asking them to discount much. You know, if they're willing to, great. We'll gladly accept that. But the goal was to make sure that kids never paid more than $5 for a round of golf.
And so you this is a membership program, Youth on Course, and we're talking with Adam Hike, the executive director. The kids join Youth on Course?
They do. They join the local regional golf association. So in Hawaii, it'd be the Hawaii State Golf Association. In Northern California, it's the NCGA, Northern California Golf Association. And wherever they are, what we require is that they make sure they have a GIN number or a way to post their scores. They've got to be able to establish a handicap, because that's how we track where the kids play, and that's how we pay the golf courses. So that's kind of our in-house tracking system. And what it does, you know, for the association is it's building membership. And when we started Youth on Course, the NCGA had about 3,000 junior members out of a total membership of about 175,000. That was pretty weak. And now we're looking at, you know, north of 10, 11, almost 12,000.
Wow.
And it's been a way for the NCGA to make sure we try and keep kids playing golf as long as possible. And so they've got to have a GIN number. They pay a minimal fee in Northern California to join. Some states don't charge at all, but then the rounds of golf are no more than $5.
That's fantastic. In some places, you have to have a GIN to join the association. Did you come up against that problem?
Not really. I mean, we made sure that, you know, I think you had someone from the First Tee on earlier.
Yes.
And we are huge fans of the First Tee. We partner with them, and we wanted to make sure that the kids, you know, became familiar with the association itself so that they had a GIN number. And so what we asked places like the First Tee to do was incorporate a minimal fee in Northern California, $6, into their membership. So if you're going to go join the First Tee and pay $49 for the summer, maybe the First Tee would cover that, or maybe it would become $55. But all of your rounds now become $5 or less at, you know, dozens and dozens of golf courses wherever these kids live. So, you know, it pays for itself, you know, tenfold, depending on how you play.
Do you have sponsors? You must have people who are big supporters of Youth on Course. And we're talking with its executive director, Adam Hike.
We do. We are funded almost entirely by private contributions. We fundraise just like any other nonprofit would. And the NCGA covers the majority of the overhead. So our staff benefits and salaries and office space, computers, all of that is covered by the NCGA. So the majority of the private contributions actually get to fund these subsidized rounds for kids. And we started paid internship programs, caddy programs, and college scholarships to kind of round out the program.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I wanted to go next, because you said out of the youth on course program starting in 2005, that you saw that there were other things that you could do that would really benefit the kids who were already playing golf. And when I saw Caddy Academy, I went, wow, this is cool.
It was something that is not really prevalent on the West Coast. It's a much more Midwestern and East Coast thing. And there's a few places, but they're all professional caddies here, you know, Pebble Beach, a couple places in San Francisco. And we just felt like if we could give kids 4 or 5 hours, we could train them, they would be kind of mentored by the person they're carrying the bag for. They would learn something from them. They'd get paid to do it. And then for every loop they complete, we put $50 into a scholarship fund for them. So when they turn 18, not only are they getting the tips, you know, every time they take a loop, but they could walk away with, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and we would apply that to their tuition bill at their college of choice.
This is really cool. I mean, it just builds on itself. It's like natural. Then you have the paid internships for kids. How does that work?
So those kids become employees of whatever golf club they intern at, and we screen the kids. It's both kind of need and merit based, and the idea is the kids receive kind of mentoring, their first job experience, oftentimes either under a head pro or a golf superintendent or someone in charge of food and beverage. But we want to make sure, you know, they experience waking up at 5 a.m. and, you know, learning agronomy from the maintenance crew and working food and beverage, working in the pro shop, doing merchandising, you know, picking up the range. Give them all aspects of what it takes to run a golf course. And maybe that opens some eyes as to, hey, there could be a career in golf. You know, they can earn some money for themselves and their families. And oftentimes, you know, this kind of has propelled kids to do this. You know, after their first year, they come back and go to a different place and get a different experience. And it's a great resume builder while earning money at the same time.
Yeah. And they learn, like you said, you know, time management, customer service, teamwork, professionalism.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's great. So this is the Youth On-Course Internship Program designed to give high school students the career choices that they might not know that they had. I was just talking to one of the golf course superintendents here in Hawaii. A lot of people don't realize that you can make good money being a golf course superintendent. A lot of kids don't realize that something like a golf industry job can be very, very rewarding on lots of different levels. You can be teaching, you can be the golf course superintendent, you know, in the ground. And that there's something very, I don't know, empowering about working with the earth. And in Hawaii, it's something kids like to do, you know, and I think this is really nice. I wish we had it here. Okay, then you also have scholarships. The national average of going to an in-state university, you know, hear that? Okay, again, in-state, $22,826.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is brutal. College tuition is just brutal. And, you know, while we're not able to give full scholarships to a lot of these kids, what we have done is created a new way for donors to support our kids. And we've got more than 10,000 kids in the program in Northern California alone, about 12,000 nationwide. And they have the opportunity for about $80 a month or $1,000 a year, as long as they'll guarantee it for 4 years, they can put their name on a scholarship and sponsor a specific kid those 4 years. And they get, you know, annual updates, they get a thank you note, they learn how the kid's doing, and oftentimes build a relationship, you know, with one of our participants. And these kids walk away, you know, with anywhere from $4,000 to $20,000, depending on the scholarship applied to their tuition payments or their housing or their books. And it's just kind of that caveat to start with maybe a great program like First Tee, which introduces life skills and teaches them how to play golf. But we've tried to position ourselves as kind of what happens next. And that's increasing frequency, which makes you a better player, which makes you a lifelong golfer, and gives you the opportunity to work in golf, earn some money, and then ultimately go to college and not have to hopefully feel the burden of, as you said, you know, $20,000 a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard. It's hard on the child to ask it of parents because they know that, you know, parents don't make a lot of money and are just trying to get by and provide food, shelter, and clothing.
Yeah.
youthoncourse.org. If you'd like to know more about what we're talking about, Adam Hike is the executive director. Youth on Course is the name of the program, and it's youthoncourse.org. Ron Moss of San Diego just won the Tathara Golf online program for you know, learning this game, 60-day in-home golf training program from Tathara Golf. So if you're listening in the you know, San Diego area, get in touch with Youth on Course, become involved, because this is a great organization to get work experience, healthy behaviors, college career readiness, academic success, caddy programs. Caddy programs is so cool for kids. Scholarships, intern programs. Adam Hike, thanks so much for working so hard for the kids.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. Hopefully this will get to Hawaii pretty soon.
Yeah. Tell me how I can help. I'm here for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Aloha. We've got to wrap up the show and thank the people who make this show possible, including Montgomery Power Sports, and they've got their 12 days of Christmas sale going on. If you go down today, the pant and jersey sale is on. That's for off-road and dirt bikes, only $74.99. You know, golfers, we have lots of different friends who've got lots of different interests, and this is a cool gift to give. Pant and jersey, $74.99 for off-road and dirt bikers. And there's on the 21st, security locks and alarms will be 20% off. That sale includes the Kryptonite GPS system. Okay, that's the Kryptonite GPS system, 20% off. It's all the MPS, the Montgomery Power Sports, 12 days of Christmas sale. And then on the 22nd, covers for scooters, mopeds, motorcycles, ATV, and UTVs, 20% off. And jackets on the 23rd, Road, Street, Sport, Speed, Strength, Icon, Alpenstar, Victory, Indian. Okay, 25% off the jackets. So you want to get down to Montgomery Power Sports. Take advantage of those special deals that you can get really cool gifts for your friends during the holiday season. That's the 12 days of Christmas at Montgomery Power Sports. They're right next to the Lehigh Bakery. That's where your tires grab the road. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because, you know, if the water is coming out of the pipes, there's a major problem, and you need to get it done fast, and you need to get it done right. And the name of the company is Creative Plumbing. Sony Open in Hawaii. Tickets at First Hawaiian Bank. Branches, check-in with the Sony Open in Hawaii office. They may still need volunteers. I believe they still do need volunteers. Sony Open in Hawaii. We're so excited. It's time for the PGA Tour to come to town, including the Hyundai Tournament of Champions with one of the strongest fields ever, including number one player on the planet, Jordan Spieth, and then there's Jason Day and Bubba Watson. That's three of the top four in the world. So be at Kapalua, be on Maui for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. If you'd like to hear the show again, it's at radiogolfclub.com. That's my website, radiogolfclub.com. And then you can hear everything that we talked about today. You can actually go back 5 years, 10 years. I think it goes back to 07, because before that we weren't on the server. Then it's all on cassette tapes. I even have a reel-to-reel from the very first show back in 1999 or 98. Goodness gracious, I'm dating myself. All right, thank you for your mana, and may you hit the the sweet spot every time. Happy holidays. I'll see you on the 26th. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.